You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from somebody who says, no name, please. So I think we'll call her Daphne. I've been watching old reruns of the show Frasier, so now the name Daphne is stuck in my head. So we're going to call her that. She says, please settle something for us. I got home last night and pulled out a couple of manila file folders from my bag. My husband laughed and asked if I stole those from the office. But I said, yes, I did take them from the office. They're not for work. I needed them for the planning I'm doing for our vacation this summer. He stopped laughing when he realized I was serious, and then he got really bothered, told me that was theft and I could get fired. I told him no one ever got fired for taking file folders from the office. We ended up having a long disagreement over what actually constitutes stealing from the office. I think it has to be something much more than a couple of folders. He said anything, even a pen, would be stealing. Is this something you could ask your listeners? No name, please. We will call her Daphne.
All right. So a couple file
now,
folders.
Look, letter of the law stuff, right? Legal, right? All of that. I get that. But in the real world.
Yeah, we got to look at this as real world. Like the police are not coming and cuffing her for a couple file folders. This is not happening.
Right.
It's not happening. And I would need to know how long she's been at her work, because that's going to sway my answer. I think if you've been somewhere for 5+ years, anything is fair game for you.
So it's the amount of time you have invested
5 years,
in
yes.
the business.
Yeah, you're there. You're committed. You're a good employee. I think then anything in the supply closet is fair game. 100%. That is there for community use after 5+ years.
Well, my God, I've been at Mix 100 for 31 years. I could take the station vehicles home, probably.
Yeah, so you're good for anything. I mean,
I can take anything from the office.
I have taken so much. Yeah, so.
Like, what have you taken?
I don't want to get into it, but, you know, I've taken things.
Well, get into it. Who cares? You've taken
it? Oh, just any sort of office supply. Yeah, I've taken it. No problem.
You've taken reams of paper?
Hundreds of reams of paper. I haven't bought paper in years.
I'm wondering what our listeners would say. Like, where do our listeners draw the line? Like, Christine just wrote in, and she said Daphne's husband is an idiot. Well, I wouldn't go that
far. He's not an idiot. He's just looking out for his wife, looking out for the company. He's just a good citizen is what he is.
Christine says no one cares. She didn't take home the coffee maker. But I'm sure that has been done.
5+ years, you could take the coffee maker.
Oh, man.
Like, I've seen people, you know, walk out with some of the Keurig cups. And then I look at them like, well, okay, you started in. Da-da-da. I do the math. I'm like, oh, they're good. They're good. They can snag a couple Keurig cups. No problem.
Man, no I got that problem. Thing of being raised by the first sergeant, you know, and always being worried that I'm going to get in trouble for stuff. And so when I take, like in the kitchen, our office manager puts like those little plastic spoons and forks and knives.
Take a handful.
And I'll take a couple of those because, you know, I'm usually staying at that hotel next door and I need stuff for my peanut butter and everything. So I'll take a couple of those and I feel bad about it.
They're community silverware. It is there for you to take however many you want. She stocks the drawer every day.
I know.
I take the box home of the spoons.
But I'm telling you, I feel like, like I'm like
what'd you
a
do
criminal
it two or three, four times? Dude, just do it a few times and that wears off really fast. Really, really fast.
Mm.
I'd wheel out an office chair or two, honestly. Like, I've got my eye on a couple here at the new place.
Well, the chair I'm sitting in here in my home studio is from the office, but my defense for that is that it was a gift from a listener. It was not paid for by the radio station.
Yeah, that's different. It was a
gift.
So
this one I'm allowed to take, and I didn't feel bad about that. But otherwise, yeah, I feel creepy about taking stuff.
See, all that stuff's just there for community use, in my opinion. It's just there for your pleasure.
Adele out in Lakewood says somebody in her office got fired for taking an office plant. So is that where we draw the line? Because the whole question for this segment is, where do you draw the line? So I guess what we're asking you to call in with, texts are great, but we'd love phone calls on this, is what is okay, what is not okay? Where do you draw the line? Like file folders or a pen or the plastic spoons or stuff like that. Obviously, fine. Adele's office, that's firing offense.
Was that sickly, though? Was nobody taking care of the plant? Was it being neglected? Then I'm like, take the plant home. If it's going to have a good life, take the plant.
Doubt it. It sounds like somebody just liked the plant and just took it with them.
Have they been there for 5 years?
Yeah. Here's Karen, who's holding. Karen, what do you think? What can you get away with? Where do we draw the line?
I think there's a very sophisticated mathematical formula for this.
Oh, I think this already.
Give it to us.
If it's $5 or less on any one occurrence, or less than $20 over the course of the year for a full-time employee, then you're good.
So you can steal four $5 items.
Correct.
Up to $20 for the year. It's almost like the insurance thing, you know, where it's a certain dollar amount for your deductible, and then there's a total dollar amount for the year, blah, blah, blah. So you're saying $20 worth over 12 months.
So how did you come up with these numbers?
I don't know. I pulled out my butt.
I love it, though. I mean, that's
great.
Sure.
Your butt is very informative. Thank you. Thank you, butt.
What's the last thing? What's the last thing you stole from the office, Karen?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm more of a pen and paper type stealer.
Hey, I'll give you a pro tip. Go to your office manager and actually have them order you in new stuff and say, you know, I need a box of pens, and then see you later, alligator.
Pro as long tip. As less than $5, I'll do it.
Do you have something on at the office you have your eye on, like you would take that?
Well, I work at a hospital, so there's plenty of medicines and things like that.
Drugs.
Medicine, rubber gloves,
those are
and lube.
So I would never do it.
Yeah. You're delightful, Karen. I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks. You too.
See you later. I didn't think of places like that.
If you're going to call in with a formula, you're going to get pushed right to the front of the line.
It's funny. I didn't think of places like that because we're all just thinking staplers and paper. But, yeah, if like you work at a hospital, you could walk out with face masks and whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Syringes.
I just even like some ibuprofen or something.
Yeah.
Here's Shelly Bobelli. Shelly, what's the story?
Hi, good morning. So about 20 years ago, I actually was fired from a job for stealing bubble wrap.
Oh, my God. You're going to get to take as long as you want with this story. Bubble wrap.
Yes,
how much bubble wrap?
Well, it was one of those really big rolls. You know, it's like 3 feet tall. And
that's a big
roll. It was an office that was downtown. And so we had went for happy hour and got a little tipsy and went back to the office to get our cars and thought it would be funny to steal the bubble wrap.
I think it's hilarious.
We were rolling it through the parking garage down the ramps. It was quite hilarious.
Who would fire you for that?
But, of course, it was on video, and so next morning came in. I didn't have a job anymore.
Yeah, but again, what kind of boss is so puckered that they just didn't laugh at that and be like, don't do that again. Bring us back the bubble wrap.
Bring back the bubble wrap.
And don't do that.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Were you able to keep the bubble wrap, or did you have to return it?
Oh, yeah. No, we kept it. We had it.
So it wasn't just you who got fired. It was a little squad of you who got fired.
There
were
two of us. Two of us, yep.
Oh, man.
You know what? I wouldn't want you working for that company, honestly.
Yeah. So, it was for the better. But now I sit on the other side of it. So now I'm the person who hires and fires.
Yeah.
And so I would say you shouldn't steal anything, even a pen. If it's paid for with a company dollar, it is company property, therefore it's stealing. However, hopefully your boss is cool enough that they don't care if you take a couple boxes or take a pad of paper or take a manila folder.
What if you couch
your
it as
good employee, they're not going to care.
I'm doing some work from home for the company and I need these things. What if you couch it as that?
I absolutely take it. If you're working from home, your home is part of work.
But these people are lying. They're as Jeremy said.
But that's the line that you need to use. That's the line.
But they're not using it for work. They're just taking it for themselves.
How do they know? I mean, that's the line you have to use then.
Yeah, I mean, if you should just be able to ask your boss if you can have it, and they should say yes, as long as it's reasonable, and then it's not a big deal, and it's not stealing because you got permission.
So I've got another question for you. The very next job that you interviewed for, when they asked why you had left your previous employer,
yeah,
did you tell them the bubble wrap story or did you make up some BS?
Oh, Oh, I'm sure I made something up. It was a while ago, so I don't really remember what I said, but I'm sure I made up some BS.
What a great time killer at your house, though, just to unroll that on a Saturday night, you know, and just pop bubbles.
Wake the neighbors up.
That sounds so enjoyable, doesn't it?
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's the call of the day so far, Shelley, so thank you for being on the show with us, okay?
You're welcome. Have a great day.
See you later.
Thank you. So, you know, all these people who are writing in, oh, what's the worst that could happen? It was just bubble wrap. Shelly got canned.
Lame.
That's fantastic.
So lame.
Danielle, good morning. Where do you draw the line at stealing from the office? What do you think?
Well, stealing is stealing. It's an ethical issue. If you steal one thing and you start getting in the habit of doing it, what else would you steal? Plus, if you think about it from a business point of view, if you have one person stealing and another person stealing and another person stealing, and you don't know who's doing the stealing, it all adds up. And it's just not right. I mean, if you think about it, it's ethical, ethically wrong.
You're the little angel on everybody's shoulder, Danielle. But our company has these really good gel pens that I just can't get enough of. So I'm using them for work.
Work. Lori wrote in, Danielle, and Lori said that the folders are just a gateway supply. File folders today, staplers tomorrow, then bam, you can't get enough supplies.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're huffing highlighters in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know, and one of you said that you felt like, you know, you feel bad when you do it. Well, yeah, you feel bad because you know it's wrong.
That's your conscience.
Yeah, that was just
that's
my
you,
dad.
Danielle, in the back dad, of my head.
In the back of my head. Danielle, we also got a note from Amy, and she said, and this is a really good point, she said the biggest office theft is probably all of us printing out our personal documents at work, because who even has a printer anymore?
Yeah, and that's true.
She's probably right. How much personal crap is printed up at the office? So you're going through paper and toner and ink and
well,
you know, all that other
stuff.
Well, how
about the things you can't even see? If you're sitting there streaming on the office's internet or the Wi-Fi, isn't that theft of their services as well?
Theft of service?
Theft
yeah,
of
I guess.
Service if you're yeah. stealing Wi-Fi
no,
for personal
they,
stuff.
Actually,
oh, you need
Danielle,
to steal a new
phone. Your phone is breaking up pretty bad. But thank you for that call. Look at the, we're getting absolutely swamped
bombarded
with text messages. So you guys will probably get a form reply from us on it. But we are reading all of them. And I tell you what, man, the stories that people are sharing with what they stole or what somebody else at their office took out of the office. We've had people talking about desks that have been
silverware,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen like power strips for power cords, you know, like surge protectors.
Nikki says, I have a coworker who stole the office Dyson. She goes, that would okay. probably be my line. You can't go stealing the Dyson from the office.
Nobody steals the Dyson.
God, that's
toilet
great.
Paper, paper towels. There was one person in here who did take a microwave. But there's so many messages coming in. People been taking
like
from the office.
Yeah, I bought the microwave that we use in our office, and I was always pretty darn sure that since it wasn't in the kitchen and it was just in our office, that some joker would go in one day and unplug that thing and
oh,
just take it home.
No, I wrote your name on the front of it with Sharpie. We're good. Yeah.
This belongs to Dom. Yeah, that does about as well as writing your name on your food in the office fridge, doesn't it? Oh, my God, that's funny. Hey, listen, thank you for all the messages. You guys are terrific. And what are we ending up telling Daphne? She wanted to know, like, where that line was.
It sounds like everybody's doing it, so just go ahead.
I got to say, even though I'm the one
just
who feels guilty
caught.
About it, a file folder, I got really no
yeah,
beef
good.
With that. A pen, a file folder.
You good. A TV.
You're fine.
No big deal. Soda machine, have at it.
Get a big dolly and wheel that
Can
thing.
Can you
out
see
of there.
Me wheeling the vending machine out to my truck this afternoon?
Sure.
I've been here
truck.
More than 5 years.